This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What bodily organ are you going to sell to pay for Thanksgiving this year? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. We're going to have a couple of interesting shows during the Thanksgiving holiday, and you will want to tune in. I hope you will. I will do my best to entertain you during that time. Anyway, they're calling this the most expensive Thanksgiving in history. I believe it to be true. As we've learned, though, from Team Biden, inflation is good. These rising prices that may have some people not eating, because, you know, we've got a real problem in America with not being able to feed all the people, etc. But still, they say this is good. Good news. But what got me when I was looking at Thanksgiving, and, you know, because it's not going to impact most of us listening to the program. We may join some people. I'll tell you, this year, we're not cooking for Thanksgiving, so we're pushing that burden onto some white folks, my in-laws. I'm like all good professional black men. I married a beautiful white woman. But, so we're going to their place because brother can't afford it. And but I'm wondering, what are you going to do to cut corners? Now, MSNBC has a lady, I don't know her name, she's an Asian woman, and she gave some great ideas on how to cut corners for Thanksgiving this year, and I know we have that clip.
And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forego the turkey. Bear with me. Ooh. I know that is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal. However, some people think turkey is overrated, and so it tends to be the most expensive thing on the table. Maybe you do an Italian feast instead. And I will say this. If you tell everyone you're having a Thanksgiving without turkey, some guests may drop off the list, and that's a way to cut costs, too.
Where do I begin? Annual holiday in the U.S. celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the year. Massive feast. Football. It's what people celebrate. But soaring inflation has caused us to rethink it. And MSNBC says, you know what? You might want to forego the centerpiece of your meal. You might want to skip. I mean, it's like going to a hamburger joint saying, you know, I'll take everything but the meat. Just give me a bun. Can I have a salad with bread with croutons? Because that's what a hamburger is without meat. And this woman is saying, "It's forget that turkey. Forget that centerpiece." And here's why she wants you to forget it. Because she's got an idea around this turkey. What's the big deal? The turkey's overrated. I mean, now look, maybe it is. Maybe you could go with a chicken or turducken or whatever, a Cornish hen or a quail. I don't know, whatever bird you choose. You could, but it's symbolic, is it not? It's kind of like, let's not make marriage between a man and a woman. Let's just make marriage open to anybody. So Thanksgiving is no longer celebrated with the turkey because the turkey is overrated. Yeah, that's if you want to drop all the symbolism. I mean, you know, why not have Thanksgiving? And whenever you have turkey, I don't know, do you guys eat? I eat turkey. Melissa loves turkey. She eats the little slices because it's very, very low in fat. Even though this woman says turkey's overrated, it's low in fat. And we do honey, you know, like a honey turkey or whatever. It's very tasty. I eat it all the time. But she says it's overrated. Well, is it Thanksgiving every time I eat turkey? No. You know when you eat turkey? You eat it on Thanksgiving. And everybody knows it. You know why we have the president that saves the turkey during Thanksgiving, and Butterball, is that who sells turkeys? You know who's, what time of year do you think Butterball stocks up for turkey sales? Valentine's Day? No, they stock up for sales of turkey on Thanksgiving. This woman is wanting to change the entire ecosystem of Thanksgiving because she says it's overrated. But then this is what gets me. Now, I'm not an Italian, as you know, but I do have some Italian friends. And my Italian friends say this to me. They say, Kevin, who is this woman? How dare she talk about Italians as if our food is cheap food? You know what I'm saying, Paisan? I say, I do know what you're saying. Yes. Let's make them an offer they can't refuse, okay? Anyway, she says, don't have that expensive turkey meal. Why don't you have an Italian feast instead? And I'm not Italian, but I would be offended. What are you trying to say? Well, you know what she wouldn't say? Why don't you have some hog maws and some chitlins instead? Because she ain't there going to offend some black people. But she could go after the Italians. So I'm not here to protect my Italian friends, but I will if I have to. And then I love the last thing she says. She says, you know, if you don't serve turkey, you may lose some people who want to come over. Well, if that's the case, why don't you just serve some doo-doo burgers and have nobody show up? I mean, think about this. This woman wants you to get rid of the centerpiece of your meal because she says it's overrated, thus adjusting the entirety of the meaning of Thanksgiving and the supply chain for Butterball or whoever makes turkeys, okay, and whoever raises turkeys. Then, she says, substitute it with this low-budget Italian fare. Why don't you serve a pasta dish instead? Okay? Because that would be cheap. I tell you what, why don't you just go Asian and do some ramen? But then, her big coup de grace on what this could do to help save you some money. Forget the fact that Joe Biden has implemented a Thanksgiving policies that have people having to rethink eating this lavish meal and giving thanks to the bounty that came to them for the rest of the year, because there's nothing to be thankful for in that respect. But then they say, you know what? This will prevent grandma and grandpa from coming over, or old Uncle Joe who eats too much, or whomever. This is their solution. Anyway, Veronica and I said this. When you go to the grocery store, it feels more expensive because it is. She said food prices in 2021 jumped 3.7% versus a 20-year average of 2.4%. I bet that number is low. I bet that number is much higher than they want to admit now. Lots more show coming up. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about Kyle Rittenhouse and the idea that he's a white supremacist. And here's what's interesting to me, because leftists have started trying to protect white people, but the story is really far worse. Because see, here's the thing, the white victims, and I use my finger quotes, of Rittenhouse are bad people. And as you know from listening to this very program, the Kevin Jackson Show of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, leftists love protecting bad people. But it's far worse, because if you ask yourself, is Kyle Rittenhouse a grand Kegel of the KKK? like Democrat Senator Byrd? The answer is no. Maybe Kyle Rittenhouse is one of those Democrat segregationists that Biden befriended. No? Okay. Well, maybe Kyle Rittenhouse is the white dude who shot up that black church in South Carolina. No, that's not him. Different guy? Yeah, that's what I figured. Or Kyle Rittenhouse could just be a run-of-the-mill white kid who actually isn't associated with the KKK, the Confederate flag, white power groups, etc. And for those wondering, Rittenhouse is not the famous Tea Party racist, as he was only 4 years old when the Tea Party version 2.0 got started. But it gets worse for Democrats, because Rittenhouse didn't kill black people, because if he had, America would be ablaze. Black leftists would be up in arms and claiming white supremacy and yelling, no justice, no peace. Wait, though. Because there are some black leftists up in arms, and they're fighting for, hold on to your britches, people, white men. That's right. They're fighting for white men. I want to welcome you again to the show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now, if the left were truly selling this narrative of Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist, he got off, and no justice, no peace, and hands up, don't shoot, and, you know, police killing black folks, and, you know, all this other stuff, vigilante, white justice, and all these other things that have been discussed about Kyle Rittenhouse, and we played clip after clip after clip over the last few days on the program. Then what happened to all the fires and the looting and the burning? Oh, there's looting going on, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But it ain't for Kyle Rittenhouse. It's for Joe Biden. It's for Bidenflation. It's because of leftism. But they're not looting because Kyle Rittenhouse got free. That is a massive problem for the Democrat propaganda machine. Yeah. See, white leftists are very slick. They're very stealthy in how they do things. And they wanted to use Rittenhouse to regain power. They wanted to put power back into the hands of the white elitists. See, because black folks, I don't know if you know the hierarchy, but the LGBT is at the top of the hierarchy right now. And then come black folks, and then come women, and then come Latinos and other special interests. But at the top of the pyramid is LGBT. And if you're a black LGBT midget, all the better. You get what I'm saying? So, anyway, the white leftists who control things and have allowed black people to actually believe that black leftists, to believe that they're getting ahead, because, you know, after all, they did give them Juneteenth as a holiday the other day. Yeah, so you got that going for you. So what, black people? You're still the most unemployed. You still live in squalor. You still got the most crime-infested neighborhoods. You still got the most teenage pregnancy. You abort more babies than all the other races combined, practically. You are still graduating stupid. That is, if you graduate at all, you're still dropping out of college the most rate of any ethnic group. You still carry more college debt than any other ethnic group. You still don't have as many businesses as any other ethnic group. You still go to prison and more to a larger percentage of the population than any other group. And I could go on, but you're winning. Yeah. Woo. Let me stop just for a minute and think about all that winning that black leftists are doing. Because, yeah, you got your 40 acres and a mule, right? Meanwhile, Joe Biden and team talk about giving reparations to illegals. As I just laid out all the issues in the black community that haven't been solved with their vote for Democrat. And, oh, by the way, never will be solved. But this is what's funny. So I read this article. This is from the New York Post. Protests sprang up in New York and other cities across the country in response to Kyle Rittenhouse's acquittal, resulting in at least 5 arrests and some property damage in Queens, according to NYPD. Police tweeted a photo of vandalized vehicles in Queens, including a car with handicap plates that had FU graffitied on the back in a black spray paint. So, what they want you to believe is that this Rittenhouse decision caused the whole country to go crazy. Now, it happened in New York, but see, it isn't all that it's cracked up to be. New York was already a tinderbox, ready for anything to strike. And when Adams became the new mayor, and he said, I'm going to get tough on crime, the people of New York, particularly the thugs, said, how dare he get tough on crime? We'll show him. So this is all brewing anyway. But here's what I want to ask you. Are you seeing lots of fires and looting? Remember when George Floyd, when that happened, or remember when the Michael Brown verdict came back, you know, or Darren Wilson's verdict came back for Michael Brown Jr. And cities were ablaze and there were people marching and black folks were all over the place and they were busing them around from city to city. Is any of that happening with the Rittenhouse? The short answer is no. There's a couple of, I think in the article they said 300 people. Yeah, here it is. About 300 people gathered outside of Brooklyn's Barclays Center where the Nets played the Orlando Magic. You know they're searching when the Nets played the Orlando Magic Friday night. They got to give you that kind of detail. Decrying the not guilty verdict as a shameful racial double standard in the justice system. Some held signs that read, no justice in capitalist courts. Capitalism breeds racist terror. Here's what I'd like to know. What's this got to do with capitalism? What? Was Kyle Rittenhouse like the CEO of Guns R Us or what? No. He was at the time a 17-year-old kid who did nothing wrong. And they can't get anybody to strike. They want racist terror. All of America knows that racism in the Rittenhouse case and his decision is as legitimate as January 6th being about Trump supporters, or as legitimate as Joey Demento getting 81 million votes. And that's why they can't get anybody to bite. Will somebody please destroy something in the name of Kyle Rittenhouse? I want you to understand the level of orchestration and organization that comes with these types of things, and they still can't get people to do it. They're like, look, we'll pay you guys to go out and go, you know, raise some holy heck over Rittenhouse. And they're like, man, ain't enough money in that. That's a day job. We need more work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury has found all three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial.
Malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
The prosecution arguing the man was murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Attorneys for the defendant say it was self-defense when Aubrey resisted a citizen's arrest. Americans are seeing prices rise for goods and services, particularly for fuel at gas stations. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt criticizes the Biden administration's efforts to get gas prices down.
This administration is asking OPEC to increase production. We saw, it's just an absolute political stunt. 50 million barrels of oil is 2 days' supply in the U.S., about 2.5 days' supply.
USA Radio News. Tesla is spending more than $1 billion on a new production line near Austin, Texas. That's according to construction filings with the state. Elon Musk's electric car company is aiming to complete big pieces of the project by the end of next year. The government is continuing to investigate unidentified flying objects.
The executive branch of the government is stepping up efforts to probe possible alien activity after officials admitted they could not explain recent UFO sightings. The Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group will succeed the Navy's Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. Earlier this year, officials confirmed they had investigated 144 UFO sightings reported by government sources since 2004. One UFO report spied a vessel traveling at 43,000 miles per hour and changing direction on a dime. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftism does not work, period. It is a ruse. It makes people feel good. It's virtue signaling at its highest. It reveals nothing good. And it's sinister in its nature when you really stop and look at the outcome. It's sinister. And you don't have to be a genius to know this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I talk about this all the time. It's insane that we are still discussing leftism as if it's a legitimate thing that we should be analyzing. Conservatism is an easy sell. Conservatism says we're all going to make mistakes. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to play by the rules and we're going to raise our children right to be good, solid citizens and let the chips fall where they may. But here's the thing, and I'll just use education as an example. I'm not going to do something. I'm not going to educate, using my finger quotes, your kids to an indoctrination. I'm going to find out what they're good at and then educate them in that. Can you imagine the world? For example, if we just found out what you are good at and what you have passion for, and we set you on that course. If that was the goal of every educator, by the way, that's the goal of most parents. And here's the sad part from a parent's perspective. Generally speaking, we are so detached from our kids, we don't really know. We don't know how to help them. Good parents are the ones who say, nope, little Timmy always liked to act and sing at the house. So we said, you know what? Go chase your dream in Hollywood, or go to Juilliard, or go, you know, be a musician. It's rare that parents really say, you know, here's the thing. Oh, little Jimmy, he's becoming a doctor, and that makes me proud. But if Jimmy says he wants to be a juggler, you're like, oh my God, where did we go wrong? Oh Lord, oh Lord. You know, well, maybe he will be the best juggler ever. Think about the crazy things that people do. Brad Stein and I were talking the other day. He said, man, it is so refreshing to take a novel idea and make people laugh. He goes, I can't think of a more noble thing to do. How you can change a person's perspective. I look at the same way with magic. If my kid said to me, Dad, I want to be a magician. You know, 10 years ago, I'd have whooped his butt. No, I'm kidding. But I would have been like, what are you talking about? You're going to go to school. You're going to learn. But today, after having done my time in politics and understanding that the education system is a ruse, I would go, nah, you know what? Pursue it. I'd put him in the magic camps. I'd want him to vet it out completely. Because if he has a love for it, he will probably be good at it. He might not be a magician, but he could be a magician's apprentice, or who knows? We don't even know what the other things are, the ancillary things that can happen, because we just nix it. We nix the idea because we've been told this is the way everything has to be. And we think we're woke, but what we are is we're hypnotized. You're hypnotized. You're sleepwalking. You look woke. I had a roommate that sleepwalked. His name is Thurman. That's his last name. Ted. And Ted would sleepwalk, and I had to put doors in front of our door so he wouldn't get out. But if you had a conversation with him, he would have a conversation with you, but he would be asleep. Wouldn't remember a thing. That's what leftism is. Anyway, all these woke CEOs, who condone this leftist ideology, I say, welcome to the party, pal. Leftism rears its ugly heads every single day in our lives, and it's gotten worse and worse year after year, and it's even worse now. While retailers have always dealt with the problem that they call shrinkage, it's worse today than in any time. The worst theft is occurring in this country at the political level, with Wu Flu and climate change and all that. Why not get your part in retail? Why should you let everybody else benefit? Remember in California, they raised the felony amount for shoplifting from $50 to almost $1,000. And you know who's benefited? Thieves. But it's not just the people who are in these thieving rings, you know, who take a few items and, you know, whatever. That's gone on steroids, and I'll talk about that in a bit. It's enticed people who are normally not thieves to become thieves. If it goes from $50, you know, I'm not that you should steal anyway, but if it's $10, you're like, oh, okay, whatever, misdemeanor. Over $50, you're like, oh, put that back. That's $51.25 right there. But $950? And you've seen the stories. I don't have to tell you the stories. The stories are people are going in with the most famous has been this guy that went into the CVS and in San Francisco, and he just had a Christmas bag, and he just shoved medications in there. I don't know what he was getting, but he just with like a robotic arm, he just emptied the shelves into his bag, and he rode his bicycle out as they filmed. And I don't think he's been caught. And let me tell you, that's not anecdotal. That is happening all over California, specifically San Francisco, where they have lax laws against this stuff. So bad that people are closing big chains, Walgreens, CVS, you know, I don't know those stores, but I know those are. They're closing their stores. They're going, you know what? We're not going to try to compete with this. It's not going to happen. So that's going on. Look, we talk about San Francisco because that's where the incident happened, and California's got real lax laws. But I promise you, it's all up and down California. It's not just San Francisco. It's San Diego. It's L.A. It's all of them. Sacramento. But it's not just limited to those places either. It's happening all over the country. So we talked about this is the latest one. And when I mention this, I want you to understand, this is not the story that you heard before. Nordstrom's department store in Los Angeles on Monday became the latest retail location to be hit by a flash mob-style smash-and-grab looting attack. This time, about 20 suspects took part in a break-in at Nordstrom's at the Grove, not far from the city's Holocaust Museum and the La Brea Tar Pits. Suspects fled in four separate vehicles, including a Nissan SUV, as police arrived at the scene. It wasn't immediate immediately clear how much merchandise may have been stolen or if there were arrests or injuries at the scene. Now, here's what I'll tell you. This is not anecdotal. It had already happened earlier in Walnut Creek, California, this previous Saturday. 80 looters had stormed the Nordstrom's about 25 miles east of San Francisco, which is where Walnut Creek is. And they managed to catch some of them, but they didn't catch them all. Now, this is what we in the sane world, the conservative world, the pragmatic world, call a pattern. The pattern is people deciding, you know what? They can't get us all. We're going to bust into some store. And in this case, they picked Nordstrom's twice. But I promise you, it ain't just Nordstrom's. By the way, I love Nordstrom's. It's one of my favorite stores. So they target Nordstrom's. They do the smash and grabs. And one or two people get caught. No harm, no foul. So, as I said, it's not just Nordstrom's. Another story that came up, and I'm not sure if we talked about this, but I know we had it in the news cycle, but we probably didn't get to it. A Louis Vuitton store, this was the Friday before the last story I just told you. Eight suspects entered Louis Vuitton in San Francisco's Union Square shopping district, leaving the store, quote, emptied out. They emptied it out. Now they got caught. So I don't know what happened in that particular incident, but Louis Vuitton apparently has better security measures, and they caught those guys. Now that was San Francisco, and here's what I want you to understand, folks. This is happening all over the country because leftism condones it. Leftism allows it. Leftism actually encourages it. In Chicago, Louis Vuitton store. This was Wednesday before the Louis Vuitton store on Friday in San Francisco. That store was robbed by people who went in with another smash and grab type thing. They got away with about $100,000 of stuff. Now, they didn't get caught. So let me stop here for just a second and ask you. Do you see the pattern? What do you think causes the pattern? You think it's lax laws by the Democrats? Or you think it's just bad people? Who's doing this? Is this conservatives doing this, or do you think it's leftists doing it? Let me ask you, if you had the chance to go into Louis Vuitton and grab whatever you want and get out for free, would you do it? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'll answer for me. I wouldn't. We come back, we're going to talk more about this. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden and other leftists have created a Lootapalooza all around the country. That's why they're really mad about this Rittenhouse thing, because people may actually start shooting back or start shooting people when they feel this way. Store owners may be shooting back. I remember when during the riots in the looting that occurred in St. Louis during the Michael Brown story, and there were people who armed themselves, and they went, they put snipers up on top of the building, and they put armed people in front of their stores. Because the cops who had been deployed, massive numbers of county police, and had been brought in, and they were just watching people loot. to some of the store owners in Ferguson said, enough is enough. And they put armed people in front of their buildings. Dangerous for everybody, to say the least. And it's happened before. I remember, I don't remember where this was, but I remember seeing a story where a guy said, hey, man, this is my business. I'm going to protect it. He goes, if you come in here, you're going to get shot. And they showed all of his the guards he hired. It was his uncles and cousins and best buds and all that. And they said, yeah, man, well, you're not looting this store. And all it takes is a little bit of a deterrent and people will move on because they're mostly scared little sheep. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So glad you're spending a little bit of time with me. We're talking about looting. And the theme of this is why shop when you can loot. Retailers are going to find it a very difficult year this year. They're going to lose a lot of money because people are not shopping in these big cities. They're looting. They're stealing. They better. I mean, say if I was a retailer, I would be really looking to move my business to online. It's a lot tougher to steal my stuff online. Anyway, I talked about a couple of instances where looters, not looters, these, well, they kind of are, but they're like these, what do they call them? They gang up and they run in and they grab everything they can and they run out of the store. Just throw themselves in the vehicles and take off. So that's been happening all over the country. And for the record, it happens all the time. It just doesn't get reported. And it's costing you a lot of money, and I'll get to some of that here in a bit. But the left doesn't want to report this because they want you to think it's all good. Remember the story we did where we talked about on, well, I think they call it the Miracle Mile or something, the Magic Mile or whatever in Chicago. It's a mile of the most iconic shops, the biggest brand names in the country. Millionaire Mile, I don't know. It's something with mile in it. And they people were going up there whooping heads. I mean, just beating people up, stealing from them, taking their stuff. And that's what finally got the mayor of Chicago, at the time it was Rahm Emanuel, to take a look and go, well, hey, listen, you know, when you come up on the Miracle Mile, you know, but as long as it's limited to black communities and Latino communities, he's fine with it. But when it comes up on Miracle Mile and it makes nationwide news, world news, well, then he's got to do something. But he does nothing because it's still there. But people aren't robbing bodegas. They're robbing Nordstrom's. They're robbing really nice stores. Anyway, this isn't the same tactics that were used in San Francisco to rob Nordstrom's and Louis Vuitton and others are being used everywhere in the country. And here's what I can tell you. You can be guaranteed almost that when there's a smash and grab or whatever they call this, you know, these people get together and do these mob, robberies or whatever, they're all going to be in big cities. Most of them are going to be in Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., New York, etc. In Chicago, thieves struck a Neiman Marcus store as well as a GameStop store. So I ask this question, is anything sacred in the biggest part of retail season? Will leftists avoid woke stores, for example, like Target? Will leftists avoid woke products, the manufacturers like Nike? And instead, will they go after the not woke Hobby Lobby? I'm going to tell you something. This is my opinion, but I don't think leftists care from whom they steal. I think they will take anything from anybody at any time. It's opportunity. And they slant the odds in their favor with these mobs so that the majority of people aren't going to get snagged, if anybody. And then they put people into office who won't even prosecute it. Let's say you do get snagged and you drop everything except, you know, the under 950. I don't think they'll prosecute you. Here's the other thing. I think if you're black or Latino that even if you go over the 950, I believe they would still treat it as a misdemeanor or they throw it out. That's what I think. I think the people who are now in charge of the legal system in America would look at it as, you know what, that capitalist Nordstrom, they deserved it. That's capitalist Louis Vuitton, they deserved it. Meanwhile, you know what these prosecutors and attorneys generals and all these lefties do? They shop at these very same stores. They own the Louis Vuittons of the world and all that. Oh, and they pay full freight. But they don't care about the capitalists. They think whatever money they get, it serves them right. Connecticut launched an investigation after suspects stole cart fulls of laundry detergent. Laundry detergent. The theft occurred in broad daylight as thieves robbed a Market 32 store. These brazen robberies, folks, as I said earlier, are nothing new. Police won't even pursue these, and they consider them, get this, petty crimes. And even if police do catch the offenders, leftist prosecutors let them go. So the cycle continues. This guy that just ran over five people and killed them, ran over 40 people, but killed five of them in Wisconsin, he'd gotten out on a $1,000 bond. This is what these people do. It's crazy. That's why I tell you, they cannot win. Because at some point, everybody, you're not even 6 degrees of separation from knowing the people with the problems. You're no more than 2 degrees. And you may even be one. It may be you as a retailer who's experiencing this. So who would blame police for saying, you know what, I'm not even going to bother with the paperwork? When Democrats allow for this kind of vice, folks, you're almost crazy not to take advantage of it. The economy's not getting any better under Biden. So where do you think people are putting all this pent-up lockdown energy? I mean, when they got capitalists out there ready to be stolen from. For CEOs, folks who believe that they're immune to these leftist wacko policies that are playing woke, they need to think again. There is no reprieve from leftism. And don't expect any government agency to factor these thefts into Bidenflation. But they should, because the dollars are enormous. Look, when you go to buy something, if you think that you're only paying for the raw So you have raw manufacturing costs, you have shipping costs, you have money costs, meaning if I got to sit on it for a while, I need to factor that in. And then finally, what's it take for me to operate my building, pay the light bill, pay employees, pay SG&A, etc.? So you got to factor all this stuff in. And people do. But they also factor in shrinkage. And let me give you some numbers. Theft from stores, including employee and vendor theft, costs retailers many billions of dollars per year. Independent retail studies have been estimated theft from retail stores costs the American public $33.21 billion a year. Depending on the type of retail store, retail loss ranges anywhere from, or inventory losses, from 0.7% to 2.2% of gross sales, with the average falling around 1.7%. Whole retail store chains have gone out of business due to their inability to control retail theft losses. And worse yet, the cost of these losses is passed on to us, the consumer. Shoplifting losses vary, and they go on to talk about that. Now, if you need a reason not to hire leftists, let me give it to you. Employee theft, which varies from occasional treats or petty pilfering all the way to large-scale frauds, is an average of 18.5% of retail shrinkage. They say it was an estimated $11.35 billion of theft that occurred last year. So 19%, which means 81% comes from shoplifting. These were 2018-2019 reports, folks. It's only gotten worse, and you're paying for it. But they're not telling you that you're paying for it. The left condones it. They encourage it.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.